You're talking to the Rolex wearing,
woo!
Diamond ring wearing,
woo!
Kiss stealing,
woo!
Wheeling dealing,
woo!
Limousine riding,
woo!
Jet flying,
woo!
Suck it, look up,
woo!
And I'm having a hard time. Holy Halligan's down! Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one, the only, the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. How's everybody doing today? Thank you for tuning into the show once again. This is episode 95 of the on-demand series of the Brad Gilmore Show. Can't believe we're coming up on that 100 episodes. We're oh so close. Make sure you follow me over at Brad Gilmore on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, or at Brad Gilmore Show on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you go to BradGilmoreShow.com for all new episodes of the BG Show. And speaking of BG Show, use that hashtag BG Show. Leave us 5 stars and a review on iTunes. Add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio and on TuneIn Radio. And make sure you go like our YouTube channel, youtube.com/MrBradGilmore. Wow, what a mouthful. Now that that's out of the way, I hope everyone's having a great day today. My voice, I'm not going to be as high-pitched today because I'm still recovering from last night. At the time I'm doing this, it is Sunday night. Yes, it is a Sunday night. I'm sorry if it's scratchy. You're going to have to bear with me. Yesterday, oh, wow, it was such an epic day. In the life of Brad Gilmore, I couldn't even. Yesterday was the final heat. The show, the Booker T was on this show last week talking about a show I've been talking about for about a month and a half now since it was announced. Wow, it was epic. You know, Friday night I couldn't even get to sleep because I was so excited. Saturday I couldn't even sleep in. Because I was so excited. I woke up early. I even got to the building early that day. I mean, it was the final heat. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I mean, it was Reality Wrestling. Maybe one of our biggest shows, if not our biggest show ever, as Reality of Wrestling. And it saw the reunion and the retiring, presumably, of maybe the greatest tag team of all time. If they're not your top five tag team, I mean, if they're not your top tag team of all time, they have to be in your top five. They're up there with the Road Warriors. They're up there with the Briscoes, the Funks. I mean, whoever you can think of, the Hardy Boys, the Dudley Boys. I mean, they have to be in your top five tag teams of all time. Harlem Heat reunited Saturday night at the Pasadena Convention Center after a 15-year hiatus. 15-year absence from the ring was Harlem Heat. Can you believe that? 15 years, and they were back. They returned to the ring, and wow. I mean, it was incredible. Stevie Ray had not wrestled in 13 years. Booker T had not wrestled in 3. And they went out there to face the Heavenly Bodies for the Reality of Wrestling Tag Team Championships. And I don't want to spoil it because it's coming out soon where everyone can watch the match. But if you were on social media at all, I mean, you saw it, the outcome. And I mean, it was a glorious moment. I mean, it was awesome. It was awesome to be there. And I was ringside with Matt Topolsky calling that match. And, you know, since starting in wrestling, you know, since starting in the wrestling business, November of 2013. Look at that, my phone's going off. It's my girlfriend. Anyway, since starting in wrestling in November of 2013. I've met a lot of people. I've seen a lot of things. You know, I've seen table matches, cage matches, ladder matches, I quit matches, last man standing matches, tag team matches, 5-on-5 elimination tag matches, single matches, championship matches. You know, and I've got to meet guys and literally have conversations and go to dinner with Diamond Dallas Page, Devon Dudley, Theodore Long, Kevin Nash, Scott Steiner, Hardcore Holly, Rob Van Dam. The list goes on and on, and maybe the greatest moment of my wrestling career and maybe my entertainment career occurred Saturday night, where I got to sit and call that Harlem Heat Tag Team Championship match against the Heavenly Bodies. I mean, highlight of my career, I would say it's way up there. I mean, especially in wrestling, it's the number one thing that's happened. The energy in that building was electric. I mean, we can't even just talk about the Harlem Heat match. The entire card was awesome. We had a steel cage match between Brian Keith and Ryan Davison that was amazing. We had a heavyweight championship match between Mysterious Q and Abel Andrew Jackson, which was awesome. You know, I mean, it was an amazing night. Sorry. I'm a little paranoid. I'm recording up here in my house, and I hear noises and cricks and creaks. It's one of those things. Anyway, but I mean, there were so many amazing matches that night. There were amazing moments. There were unforgettable moments that will live forever in reality of wrestling history. And I want to take this time to actually thank Booker T, Charmel, and Kevin Bernhardt for giving me the opportunity to go out there and call that match. And I can never really fully put it into words. And it was one of those things to where I stayed up last night to like 4 or 5 in the morning because I just couldn't come down off the high that was the full show and what was that match. And it meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to me. And I'm forever indebted to Booker T and Charmel and Kevin for the opportunity. That being said, wow, what an amazing night. I mean, even people didn't even know. We had people there backstage that you didn't even see. Daniel Pewter was backstage. Yeah, Daniel Pewter. I talked about Hardcore Holly a second ago. We remember that. Royal Rumble 2005, Eddie Guerrero, Chris Benoit, Hardcore Holly chopping the hell out of Daniel Pewter, the million-dollar Tough Enough winner. Man, he was back there. It was cool to see Daniel Pewter. I haven't seen him since that Royal Rumble, I don't think. And it was 10 years later, man. The guy looks the same. He looks in incredible shape. He was there at the show. And also at the show was the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. Yeah, former world heavyweight champion. The man who inducts more people in the Hall of Pain than anyone else. A future WWE Hall of Famer and an amazing man, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, came out, said hello to the crowd, and I got to meet him backstage and talk to him a bit. And here's the thing. After he came out and greeted the crowd at Final Heat, he was walking out, and he came over to shake. There's my country accent. He came over to shake my hand and Matt Topolsky's hand. And I'll tell you what, my hand hurt after he shook my hand. I had a little sore sensation, and the world's strongest man just isn't a good moniker for him. You know, it's no gimmick. That man's all legitimate. He has a firm handshake, and he's a large individual, but he's an amazing person. And speaking of Mark Henry, we actually got to talk to him earlier in that night on Heated Conversations on Sports Radio 610. Let me plug that real quick. For those of you who don't know, I am Booker T's sidekick. I'm his Robin to his Batman. Now, he called me Kato to his Green Hornet. Now, I didn't like Kato at first. I didn't like that reference. I'm thinking Seth Rogen Green Hornet, right? Not a great movie. Obviously, there's the original television show in which Kato was actually Bruce, portrayed by Bruce Lee. And another Bruce Pritchard, that Bruce Pritchard, also known as Brother Love, pointed that out to me last night. And I was thinking, You know, I could be Kato. I could be Kato. But I am the sidekick to WWE Hall of Famer Booker T on his radio show, Heated Conversations, every Saturday night, 7 p.m. Central Time on Sports Radio 610. You can go to sportsradio610.com or the cbsradio.com, and there's you can listen to the past episodes. I think it'll be on iTunes soon as well as a podcast. So, excuse me. Yeah, but that's Heated Conversations, and this this week we actually talked to Mark Henry, the world's strongest man. Put him in the heat seat, as Booker T says. So it was amazing, amazing time. Heated Conversations, I am a part of that. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday night, 7 p.m., Sports Radio, 610 a.m. here in Houston. But anyway, man, wow. So that was the final heat, an epic night. It's going to play on reality wrestling television soon. The Harlem Heat match will be available for purchase. If you do not have reality wrestling in your area, and you don't want to wait all that time for it to come on your television screen, it will be available for purchase very soon. Once it is, you can go to my Twitter or the official row. That's the official ROW on Twitter, and it'll definitely be on that social media site as well. RealityWrestling.com. Go to that for latest news. Also, what happened tonight at the time I'm recording this, we had WWE's first annual pay-per-view event called Fast Lane. Yes, the Fast Lane to WrestleMania, the road to WrestleMania has begun, and it was a good show. I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the show. I was running between that and in the other room to watch the Oscars, but the show was very good overall. I mean, I enjoyed it, you know, and that's the the goal. That has to be the goal. You need to enjoy all these things. Let's start off with the top of the card was the six-man tag team match between Dolph Ziggler, Ryback, and the big guy, Ryback, and the bigger guy, Eric Rowan, versus The Authority, which was Seth Rollins, Kane, The Big Show, and Seth Rollins, Kane, The Big Show, accompanied to the ring by J&J Security. Like, can I just say this? It's awesome to see Joey Mercury and Jamie Noble on television all the time. I actually kind of like it. I mean, Jamie Noble, when he was with Nydia back in the day on SmackDown, it was like kind of some of the greatest things ever. And then I remember, Joey Mercury, Johnny Nitro, and Melina. Eminem, right? Ugh. Man, Melina. Whew. Anyway, girlfriend's going to kill me when she hears this because that will not be her last comment I make. So that was a good match. Went back and forth for a little bit. Kane ended up pinning Dolph Ziggler for the victory. And then Seth Rollins kind of gets in the ring and wants to start curb stomping everybody and have a curb stomp party. Boom! Return of the Viper, Randy Orton. Randy Orton, boom, boom. Boom, brother. He's RKOing everybody. I mean, and then he throws the briefcase. Rollins runs for the high hills. Hopefully he's running from Randy Orton and from Jon Stewart. I don't exactly know what's going on with that, but I digress. Awesome time to see that. And followed up by that was Goldust defeated Stardust. Goldust defeated Stardust. And I like Stardust's new look. You know, he kind of went and didn't go with the full suit. He kind of went with the tights and painted his face a little different. I'm not exactly sure what happened at the end of that match. Looked kind of like a botched spot. I don't know. I enjoyed, like, literally, there wasn't a match I didn't enjoy on this card. I will say that. There's not a match I didn't enjoy. I was a little confused by that three count because the referee's hand never hit the mat. I don't know if that was intentional, if that was a quote-unquote botch. But I digress. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro with Natalya defeated the Usos with Naomi for the WWE Tag Team Championships. Awesome for them. Nikki Bella in yellow, might I add. Mm. What a sexy woman. Nikki Bella in yellow. Yellow. Anyway, sorry, that was kind of creepy. Sorry, once again, to my girlfriend. Nikki Bella, the Divas Champion, with Brie Bella defeated Paige. I expect to see this match again at WrestleMania, and I'll be happy to see it again. Nikki Bella wore yellow. Bad News Barrett defeated Dean Ambrose in the Intercontinental Championship match by disqualification. Expect to see that at WrestleMania, and I'll talk about that in a minute. Rusev with Lana. Looking good in that red. Rusev. Oh, I'm going to get killed. Rusev with Lana defeated John Cena by submission after a low blow and put him in the accolade for the United States Championship. Once again, I expect to see that at WrestleMania. And then Roman Reigns defeated Daniel Bryan in an awesome match, and he will go on to WrestleMania. Let's hit on a couple things that weren't matches that are very important. First off, Triple H came out as the game in his leather jacket, t-shirt, and jeans, and he called out Sting. Sting came out, and I'll just say this, and I kept saying this while I was watching the pay-per-view. Sting just looks so cool. I know he's always looked cool, but Sting just looks so cool. I don't get it. Why does he look so cool all the time? Is there a reason Sting looks awesome all the time? Is there? I don't know. Sorry, guys. I was playing with my mixer for a second. But Sting looked awesome in that pay-per-view. I mean, his face paint just... I mean, he looked like the Sting of old, honestly. Not like an old Sting, the Sting of old. I knew someone was going to make that joke out there on Twitter. And, you know, they go back and forth. Triple H kind of cuts this promo on WCW kind of again, and boom, boom, boom. He starts attacking Sting, you know, shots to the head, shots to the head. Sting gets up, you know, boom, game's down. I mean, game goes out. I mean, it was a brawl, whatever. I can't recall it, you know, move for move. But game goes out. Triple H goes out to get his sledgehammer. And then he comes back, and Sting's there with the black baseball bat. The baseball bat finally appears. Sting puts the bat to Triple H's throat, backs him up in the corner. Triple H drops the sledgehammer, drops the hammer, brother. And then Sting points to the WrestleMania sign and sets up that match, which was later confirmed for WrestleMania. The first confirmed WrestleMania match was Sting versus Triple H at WrestleMania, a match we never thought we'd see. So then, later on in the show, the gong hits. The Druids come out. Undertaker is on his way out to the ring. The Druids roll a casket in classic Undertaker style. They roll this casket down to the ringside. The casket door opens. The fans go wild. And then Bray Wyatt sits up and cuts an amazing promo on The Undertaker, calls him out for WrestleMania. Man. So speaking of WrestleMania, let me give you my quick predictions on matches I expect to see at WrestleMania 31 at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. And then we'll talk a little bit about the Oscars before I wrap this thing up. So here are the matches that I'm expecting to see off the top of my head. I will say Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins. Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. John Cena versus Rusev for the United States Championship. Bad News Barrett versus Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental Championship. Paige versus Nikki Bella for the Divas Championship. The Undertaker versus Bray Wyatt. And Triple H versus Sting. Those are my predictions so far for WrestleMania. And you can't forget the inaugural, not the inaugural, the annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I expect to see that as well. Those are my predictions for WrestleMania. A little bit about the Oscars. There are a lot of women that looked hot, including J-Lo and Zoe Saldana. And Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston. And there were a lot of people who won awards. Including Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, won Best Actor, which was surprising over Michael Keaton. Then Julianne Moore won for Still Alice, which was well-deserved. J.K. Simmons won. Patricia Arquette won for their Best Supporting Actor and Actress roles, one in Boyhood, the other in Whiplash. J.K. Simmons in Whiplash, Arquette in Boyhood. Best Picture went to Birdman or the Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance? Is that what it is? Birdman. Or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. So those were the Oscars. I'm going to try for next week to sit down with the old girlfriend and talk about the best and worst dressed of the Oscars. That'd be something interesting to talk about. What else do I got to plug? I think I've plugged everything. We're going to get into the... actually, I want to mention this. Spider-Man. After much speculation, I'm about a week late on this one, but Spider-Man, after a lot of speculation, has made it into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He's confirmed for one film, and we're going to be talking about that here in the coming weeks with my man Jedi Master. But coming up after the break, Jedi Master lives up to his name as he and I come with a brand new segment for Nerds or Geeks where we talk about Star Wars. So stay tuned for the Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Then I'll be back with Hash Brown to get a little nerdy and a little geeky. Stay tuned, guys.
You got that body I wanna do. Damn, girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah, girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow is way too soon.
Perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You're not trying to fall in love, good luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say he is where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world why Clef on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I been think I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick gold ass and the lips that taste. Said what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping. Pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay in my bed, rest your head. And we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. To the
we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. Back in studio again.
Yes.
Again, we're continuing it.
Yes.
Nerds are geeks. Jedi Master is back in the building with me. How you doing this time,
man? I'm doing great, man. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
We don't even know how to stop.
Don't know how to. Haters gonna hate, hate, hate.
Hey, let them hate.
Players gonna play, play, play.
Exactly.
All that good stuff.
All that good stuff.
We're back. We talked about Marvel last time. We talked about Age of Ultron coming out. We're closer to Age of Ultron.
Whew.
We're closer to Ant-Man. I'm
getting so nervous, man.
There's a lot. There's a lot happening.
A lot of excitement.
The end of this year might be what we're all looking forward to. More, I might say, more than Avengers.
Yes. I would have to say that, man. I'm looking forward to this movie more than any movie that I've seen or wanted to see in the last decade.
For those of you who don't know, which I'm sure you have to know by now.
If you don't know, like, oh my God.
Turn the podcast off.
Yeah.
If you don't know, turn the podcast
off. Turn it off.
I've already gotten your hit anyway on my feed. I don't need you.
Press stop.
Press stop. Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Woo.
December
18th.
18th.
Oh my God, I can't wait. I don't know where to start.
Look, man. Well, I'll start off because I day after Thanksgiving, my girlfriend and I, we flew out to New York, right?
Nice.
We're gonna have a nice little vacay, right?
Nice.
Which is short for vacation. I don't know if
nice
you're aware.
Getaway. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you're aware of the abbreviation.
I'm hip to the lingo.
You're hip to the lingo? Okay, yeah. I didn't know. But anyway, so I'm out there. And we're actually getting ready to like walk around Times Square. We're gonna go down to a Broadway show later that night, so we're real excited.
Oh, y'all are fancy.
Super
fancy.
It was incredible. Our hotel was in Times Square.
Oh, that's.
And we got a mage deal on it. That means major.
Major.
We got a major deal. So I'm excited. I'm in New York. I'm ready to do this. All right.
Big Apple.
And we're literally about to walk out of the hotel room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get a text message. From you, sir.
Yes.
Jedi Master.
Yes.
With a link.
Yes.
It was a YouTube link. Yes. It was to the teaser trailer to The Force Awakens.
Oh.
I said, girlfriend.
Stop.
Stop. I'm sitting in this chair for the next minute and a half, 2 minutes, and I'm watching this trailer before we go outside the door.
Oh, yeah.
Here I am in a different city, so excited to go out in Times Square. This stopped me dead in my tracks.
Man, it'll do it to you.
So when this teaser trailer came out, you saw it. What was going through your mind?
Man, I was at work, and the funny thing was, like, a couple days before, somebody had posted, like, some fan-made stuff, and people were all, like, tagging me in it. It's pretty cool. Like, Star Wars culture is super important to me. It's a part of who I am. So people, like,
your name's Jedi Master.
Exactly. So my friends, they see anything Star Wars, they send it to me. Be like, hey, check this out. So I was like, y'all know this is fake, right? And they were like, of course you would know it was fake. I was like, yeah, this is my realm of expertise. So when the real trailer came out, man, I told my coworkers, I said we got this little smart wall. I work for Samsung. I turned off our loop of advertisements. I went to YouTube. I said we're gonna watch this on the big screen
at
work, okay? And we watched it. I don't know how many times I watched it that day. I mean, I was just I'm still excited about it.
Yeah.
We didn't see any of the old characters, which I'm even more excited about because I love that they're part of the movie, but I'm really excited about where it could go from here.
Mm-hmm. Well, for people who don't know, I mean, Han Solo's in the movie.
Han Solo.
Luke Skywalker.
Luke Skywalker, Princess Leia, Chewbacca's in the movie, R2-D2, C-3PO.
I mean, they're all in the movie.
All in the movie.
And the original people playing, I mean, Harrison Ford.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
They're all in the movie.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's...
I'm kind of mad at, I don't know why is Lando not in this movie?
I don't know why Lando.
Maybe he shows up later, I don't know.
Hey, they have a trilogy here.
Yeah, yeah, so you got three.
They got a trilogy.
I need Billy Dee Williams to show up, man.
can we get James Earl Jones just to voice something?
Possibly.
Can we get him to voice something?
Possibly.
But yeah, so, I mean, I don't even know, because, okay, obviously this picks up, what is it?
This is 30 years after Return of the Jedi.
So episode 6 officially,
yes. Mm-hmm.
But the third in the original trilogy.
Correct.
Super confusing, Lucas.
Yes.
Why'd you have to do this to me?
Thanks, George.
So, but we had Star Wars movies in like in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, 99, 02, and 05.
What were your thoughts on the trilogy? I know a lot of people hate it.
I went back recently and watched all 6. One is the most... inexcusable.
Episode 1?
Yeah, episode
Phantom
1.
Menace.
That's the one that I feel like timeline-wise, we didn't really need to see all that. I don't need to know that Anakin didn't really have a father and he was born by like the Force ghost. And I really didn't need you to break down what the Force was, midichlorians, whatever the hell that was. I don't need any of that. All I needed was a troubled maybe teen grasping his powers, being trained too late against the council's will, and then the fall of that person and how he becomes Darth Vader. So I think timeline episode 2 should have been your beginning.
Okay.
What happened in episode 3 should have happened maybe at the end of episode 2 or at the very beginning of episode 3, and episode 3 is more about him wrestling with what he's done. Mm-hmm. So I think the story was okay in 2 and 3. I love episode 3. Episode 2, I can stomach, I can sit through because of some of the cool like Jedi fight scenes.
And because Samuel L. Jackson's in it. He's been in everything.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, he's a badass. And of course, Yoda with the lightsaber. That was the selling point of episode 2. That was like the oh shit moment. Like, oh damn, I never knew that Yoda had a lightsaber.
Yeah, I didn't know that he did all this. I didn't know that
he could whoop ass either.
Yeah, oh, he was amazing.
Yeah, so.
But the ending of episode 3 was so great.
Yeah,
you know,
it was.
It really was. I mean, the last thing you see is
it kind of redeems the prequel trilogy, if you will. Episode 3 is a great. I like it.
Can I ask you this? If episode 1 was coming out this year, right, and we didn't get that the original prequels, this is episode 1. And say it's a similar movie, though. It's similar in story. They don't change a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, because I feel like now comic book films, sci-fi film, fantasy films are so much bigger and more people want to see them than ever. And with the technology and everything that we have today, which is even so much further than it was in 99.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think that the original prequels would be better received now than they would have been? Or is it just the story's not tight, we can't get behind it?
I don't think so, because I think it was the story. I think George had too much involvement with the story, which is part of the reason I'm really excited for episode 7, because George is an amazing mind, an amazing writer. But I think sometimes he gets in his own way, and that's what happened with the prequels. Like, he didn't really relinquish directing or a lot of other things. Like, that's why the original trilogy has so much character, because it wasn't all George. It was George's characters and his vision, but it wasn't all George, and he collaborated. And that's why J.J. Abrams being a person to step in and kind of take over for episode 7 is awesome, because you kind of look at what he did with Star Trek.
He made Star Trek
cool again and kind of rebooted it or you know, told like a backstory of the characters and stuff like that. So, and that this is his preference. You know, he prefers Star. He's a Star Wars guy more so than he ever was a Star Trek person. Yeah. So I think his love for it, and I think they know that George hopes that they do well with the stories and everything like that. I think that'll push him to make a really great movie.
I mean, we know it's done. It's done. They're just sitting on it.
The other thing that's cool is that, you know, there were a lot of books after Return of the Jedi. After that came out, there were a lot of books as far as like spinoffs, what happens to the characters after that. I read a lot of those books in like middle school and high school. Those books are no more in the pantheon of Star Wars lore. That's not canon anymore.
So
the canon is what Disney's going to do from this point on, which is cool, because now you're walking into a movie that you don't know who some of these characters are. You don't know what's going to happen. And I think that adds more excitement to the movie.
Yeah, because as far as I know, the books aren't a part of it. Clone Wars isn't a part, is it?
Clone Wars, the animated is. Animated is, because those take place in between episode 1 and 2, episode 2 and 3.
Okay, so the Clone Wars is a part.
And then the Star Wars Rebels, which takes place a little bit after, I believe it takes place after Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
That's their new animated series right now. On ex-Disney, Extreme Disney. That's part of the Star Wars lore.
Okay, so that is. Okay, so I wasn't sure. But so, I mean, so many things can happen. And then we know that they're going to take the Marvel approach to things. And it's going to be, which is smart on Disney. Disney owns Lucas and Marvel.
Disney is just making money hand over fist. I need to go on their website and see if they need like help with
anything. Yeah, do you need any? Are you hiring for anything?
I'll carry
the scripts to people.
can I carry the light, like the model lightsabers you guys use, or just like be responsible for them?
How much would you pay, honestly? How much would you pay just to be able to visit the set of a new Star Wars film?
Oh, a couple thousand.
Couple grand?
Yeah, a couple grand. I'll put down a couple grand to be able to.
I think you need to. Set. But they're taking the Marvel approach. Mm-hmm. They have a Star Wars movie at the end of this year, Episode 7, Force Awakens. Then they have a spinoff film between. Which I think is going to be about the bounty hunters.
I think they're going to do a Boba Fett spinoff, and I think there's been rumors of a young Han Solo adventures type thing. Which I think whoever they cast for it, I think that would be really really tight to see.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt would be perfect.
Well, you know, it's rumored that he's going to be the new Indiana Jones.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't he a perfect choice?
He is.
He's a great actor.
Like he's really. That Guardians of the Galaxy really blew him up. Like, I knew about him before.
Parks and Rec.
He's a funny guy, but that just kind of took him to a whole other stratosphere.
So, yeah, he's going to be Indy's in the new Jurassic World.
Yes.
Maybe have him do Han Solo.
Let him be Han Solo.
Why not? The kids can get behind him.
Now, I did hear something about, like, doing, like, a Yoda backstory.
I don't want to see it.
I don't know if I want to see that.
I don't want to see Yoda backstory.
Like, I love Yoda, but...
I want him to be the same always. Like, yeah. I don't want to know anything more, anything less. I just want to know he's there. Now, is he in Force Awakens?
No. Not to my knowledge, he isn't. But he could... That's the thing. All of them, they can appear. You know, the Obi-Wan can appear. Qui-Gon can appear. Anakin could appear as far as Ford being Force goes. So,
mm-hmm.
I think eventually you might hear from Yoda. I don't know if you're going to hear from him in Episode 7, though.
I feel like you're going to have to in the trilogy.
You have to. I think Luke has to commune with somebody. The thing I'm excited about is that Luke is supposedly, like, taken, like, no one's seen him.
Yeah.
In years. Like, he just disappeared, and he's been kind of like...
Kind of like in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Shout out to Mark Hamill.
You know what, though? What I say about Mark Hamill is... Iconic character is Luke Skywalker. Yes. Iconic voice is the Joker.
Yes.
On the animated Batman, series. Yeah. So he has done a lot.
Yeah.
My bad, Mark Hamill.
Yeah. No,
but continue.
Yeah. But I've read that, you know, he's got the full beard going.
Oh.
He's like Jedi master, like hermit, you know. but he's studied the Force so much that he's scared of his powers and he can do all kinds of shit that he couldn't do before. Like, he's a badass. So something happens that he has to get drawn out of this exile that he's put himself in.
Yeah.
And I guess hence the title of Force Awakens. Maybe there's something on the dark side that awakens as well.
What do you think about the title?
I like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at first, but after I saw the trailer and the voiceover that goes with it, I was like, okay, I'm bought into this because it makes sense. I
mean, yeah.
The rebellion is still around. The Empire fell, but maybe there's still remnants of the Empire. You never know. But I like the title because it just means something's going down.
Are you going to be camping out the night before? Are you going to be one of those guys?
Man, I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out there, man. I'm camping out, bro.
It's a day. It's a day in history.
It literally is. Like, I'm probably taking off the day before and after of work for work, man. Like, I need.
If you had to guess opening weekend box office, what are you thinking? I know box office is weird now because American Sniper made $197 million in like three days.
That's very true. I will say this, man, and it's going to be tough because Avengers 2 is going to break a record, I'm sure.
It's got to.
But if there's a movie that could just shatter everything everywhere, it is a new Star Wars movie. It is the only movie that could just trump everything. So
yeah.
I think, and especially the fact that they're not competing in the summer, they're doing it at the end of the year.
Which is just them.
It's gonna be like them and like other, I guess, Oscar movies or like boring dramas that you can go stimulate your brain with, or you can go see fucking Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I think they're gonna do like billions.
Mission Impossible 5 was actually gonna be in the same weekend.
Oh yeah.
And then they were like, yeah, let's not do that. let's move up.
Let's push it
6 months up.
Oh really?
They're like, let's stay away from
you. I don't think anybody wants any parts of like that month.
No.
Just even in December. Like, I might not go to a movie in December. Until December 18th. I'm not going to do shit else except for wait for Star Wars.
Oh, man. It's going to be incredible. Jedi Master, thank you once again for joining me.
Yes,
we're
going to
be back in a couple weeks with another segment edition of Nerds Are Geeks.
It's so official.
But you're geeked up for Star Wars.
I'm beyond geeked up. I need to find another word.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand this week. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode and more to talk about all your favorite things in pop culture, hip-hop, wrestling, and geekdom. Want to shout out to everybody who supports this show all the time, every time, and you download it every week. Thank you so much. Make sure you tune in this Saturday, Heated Conversations with Booker T, 7 p.m., brother. 7 p.m., Sports Radio 610. You can listen on Sports Radio 610.com. So don't miss it. You don't want to miss out. If you want to get shut out, it's going to be on like a smoking hot pot of neck bones dog. Now, can you dig that? I think that's called gimmick infringement. But anyway, we'll see you next week. I'm Brad Gilmore. Peace.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.